Support comes from Vermilionville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, takeout, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery, taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has signed a bill limiting no-knock warrants. The measure falls short of the total ban sought by protesters, but as Jess Clark of member station WFPL tells us, the measure eventually gained bipartisan support.
Breonna Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, wiped tears from her eyes and stood behind Governor Andy Beshear as he signed Senate Bill 4 into law. The measure puts limitations on no-knock warrants, like the one Louisville police had the night they shot and killed Taylor in her apartment. Beshear says the law creates meaningful change.
It will save lives, and it moves us in the right direction.
Under the new law, police will only be able to use no-knock warrants in emergency situations or in cases of alleged violent crime. Police will have to be specially trained to serve them and will only be able to use them between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. For NPR News, I'm Jess Clark in Louisville.
The state has called another medical expert to the stand to testify that George Floyd's death was a direct result of the way he was being restrained during his arrest last year in Minneapolis. Forensic pathologist Lindsay Thomas testified today that she was able to determine the cause and manner of Floyd's death based in large part on video evidence that shows former police officer Derek Chauvin pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes.
The primary mechanism was asphyxia or low oxygen, and it basically is Mr. Floyd was in a position because of the subdual restraint and compression where he was unable to get enough oxygen in to maintain his body functions.
The former medical examiner rejected the defense's argument that Floyd's drug use and underlying health problems causes death. Derek Chauvin is now defending himself against murder and manslaughter charges. The other now-fired police officers who were involved in Floyd's arrest are due to stand trial this summer. American rapper and actor Earl Simmons, better known as DMX, has died. He had a heart attack last Friday and passed away today in White Plains, New York. He was 50 years old. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports DMX left a lasting impact on his fans and on music.
There was a gruff intensity to DMX's voice.
Stop, drop, shut him down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough fighters roll.
DMX blew up with his debut 1998 album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. It's a grim record about violence and sin and salvation. It went multi-platinum. X would continue that streak through the early 2000s while also acting in movies like Belly and Cradle to the Grave. He also openly struggled with an addiction to crack cocaine and did multiple stints in prison. But he kept working, kept performing, always with his signature rasp. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
This is NPR. The White House says drug maker Johnson & Johnson will not be able to keep up the earlier volume of vaccine it has been delivering until a new manufacturing facility received emergency authorization from the FDA. After releasing up to 11 million doses a week recently, the White House says Johnson & Johnson will only be able to mount a low weekly dose delivery until it receives FDA authorization. Brazil's battle with coronavirus is being described as a raging inferno. Bruce Elward, a senior advisor with the WHO, is reacting to revelations this week that one in four deaths from the coronavirus pandemic was in Brazil. It has the second highest COVID-19 death toll in the world after the United States. A volcano in the southern Caribbean has erupted after decades of dormancy, forcing thousands of people to evacuate. NPR's Carrie Conn reports the eruption on the main island of St. Vincent and the Grenadines occurred early this morning.
Residents on St. Vincent have been tweeting spectacular photos of the huge clouds of ash spewing miles into the Caribbean sky. Authorities had been on high alert for months after La Soufriere volcano began showing signs of significant seismic activity late last December. Soon after, researchers at the University of the West Indies detected the formation of magma at the volcano's dome. The country's prime minister raised the alert level on the main island yesterday to red. Both Royal Caribbean International and Celestial celebrity cruises sent ships to St. Vincent to help with humanitarian and evacuation efforts. The volcano has been dormant since 1979. That eruption sent ash streaming for miles in the Caribbean, but caused no fatalities.
Support for NPR comes from C3 AI. C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable problems. C3 AI. This is Enterprise AI.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we do invite you to stay tuned for good music on the program, American Roots, hosted by none other than Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And after Roger, we have more national and international news coming up on the program, All Things Considered. We start off this hour with music from Albert King. We're going to go back to his Stax years, specifically 1967. He was on a roll by this time. Here's Albert King on guitar and vocals from May of 67 with Personal Manager.
I want to be your personal manager, baby. I want to do everything I can for you. I want to be your personal manager, baby. I want to do everything I can for you. Yes, I want to be right there beside you, little girl, when all of your so-called friends are through. If you sign my contract, baby, you know all your worries is over for you. If you sign my contract, baby, you know all of your worries is over for you. Yeah, I wanna be your milkman every morning, your ice cream man when the day is due. I wanna be with you, baby. Heads up! So you can stay at home, you can rest for sure, little girl, that I won't let nothing go down. I want to
want to be your personal manager, baby. I want to do everything I can for you. Yes, I want to be your milkman every morning, your ice cream man when the day is through.
Dream no more. Won't you please help me to understand? Is there no mercy in this land? No mercy in this land. Followed the river till the river ran dry. Followed my lover till we said goodbye. Followed you through soldiers who fire on command. Is there no mercy in this land? Travel only to and from. Come close, you'll see the red of a well-fitting tongue. The righteous and the wretched, the holy and the damned. Is there no mercy in this land? No mercy in this land. Father left us down here all alone. My poor mother is under a stone. With an aching heart and trembling hands, is there no mercy in this land?
Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite with the title track to a disc called No Mercy in This Land. That came out back in 2018. The two of them had collaborated on another disc back in 2012. Musselwhite on vocals and blues harp. Harper on this track on guitar and vocals. Harper's a three-time Grammy Award winner and multi-instrumentalist. Before hearing Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite, we heard Albert King. Albert King from 1967 doing a number called Personal Manager. King, a big influence as far as guitar players are concerned. People like Eric Clapton, Mike Bloomfield, and especially Stevie Ray Vaughan. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to a number that Albert King recorded back in 1967. It was written by William Bell and Booker T. Jones. King had some great writers working for him, generating compositions for him at Stax Records. Here's one of them that, again, he recorded in 67. It was quickly covered by bands like Cream and others. Here, though, is his Chris Thomas King, one of Louisiana's fine blues talents, from his disc Me, My Guitar and the Blues that came out in 1999. Chris Thomas King with his interesting rendition of Born Under a Bad Sign.
Change. I'll take them knock-kneed, bow-legged, I'll even take them bald. You know, I seen the time when I used to have steaks and chops piled up on my dog's plate. And if he seen a bone, he'll sniff his nose up and walk away and leave it alone. But now that same bone, me and my dog is pulling straws. And if he win, I'll snatch it right out of his jaws. I'm got to cut down. Cut down on my overhead. I got to cut down. You know, here lately I can't hold a dime. In fact, I ain't had no money since 1949. That was fine. My still was jumping, the house party was popping, and I was doing the town. But just as soon as I got down, old Sam the tax man come around, showing me a bill for 500 back taxes that I didn't even win. But this is all I got to say. Open up, Sing Sing, 'cause I'm coming in. I got to cut down. Cut down on my overhead. I got to cut down. Cut down on my overhead. Where things is going now, I'm about to lose my woman, butter and bread.
Champion Jack Dupree here on KRVS with a number called Overhead Blues. Jack Dupree, originally from New Orleans, practiced New Orleans barrel house piano style. Ended up in Chicago in 1940 or so, and Indianapolis for a while. Served in the Navy during World War II. Ended up being a POW of the Japanese. And ended up back in New Orleans in the 50s and ultimately left the United States by the end of that decade, but would come back for jazz festivals and that sort of thing. Champion Jack Dupree. He was preceded by another Louisianian, Chris Thomas King. We heard Chris Thomas King from his disc Me, My Guitar and the Blues doing an interesting rendition of Born Under a Bad Sign. A lot of people are mainly familiar with Chris Thomas King for his role in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He played Delta Blues man Tommy Johnson. Next year on KRVS, music from John Fusco and his most recent release, John Fusco and the X-Road Riders. The disc is John the Revelator, the number that Son House made famous when he recorded it back in the 50s. Here's Fusco, who is a screenwriter, producer, television series creator. He was responsible for the movie Crossroads. Here he is with a number for us called Good Money After Bad.
Say he really curls your toes.
Looks real nice underneath his clothes.
When did he ever give to you a birthday rose? Well, I'll tell you when, don't leave you sad. Don't you know you're just for throwing good money after bad?
Good money.
Money after bad.
Good money.
So he's in line for a real big raise. When y'all go out, who's the one who pays? You ain't no sugar mama, baby. Better change your way. I'm telling you, lady, you've done been here. Don't you know you're just a throwing good money after bed?
Good money.
Good money after bed.
chip, poor chip, put him fine. He kissed the girls and he made them cry.
Isn't that just the kind of guy
you like to
buy low and sell?
Ever since you turned 15, you didn't like your boys too clean. You like them a little rough, a little tough, a little scuffed up and mean. Well, I'm telling you, baby, you're dumping hands. Don't you know you're just a throwing good money after
bed? Good money
after bed.
Support comes from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Traditional Music Program, featuring a curriculum that provides student musicians who learn by ear from local professionals an opportunity to improve their craft in styles such as blues, bluegrass, Cajun, and zydeco. For more information about music degree programs and concentrations, course offerings, and upcoming student ensemble performances, the website is music.louisiana.edu.
Tell her you're mine, that you have been blind. Tell her it's over, you belong to me. Tell me to come, and like hell I will run back into your arms, 'cause you belong to me. There's a river on my skin, there's a dragon in the dark. Nothing scares me more than the silence of your heart. If you wanna hold me, if you wanna know me again, if you wanna love me, then take me home. Tell her you belong to me.
Beth Hart from her disc Fire on the Floor. That one came out back in 2016. Special guest on that track on guitar was Jeff Beck. Beth Hart from Southern California and a phenomenal vocalist. Before hearing Beth Hart, we heard John Fusco from his disc, John Fusco and the X-Road Riders. And again, that's the name of his group, John the Revelator, the name of the disc. And they did a number called Good Money After Bad. We're going to head next here on KRVS to Central Texas. First up, Johnny Nicholas. Nicholas grew up in Rhode Island, ended up in Chicago for a while, did some interesting recordings with Johnny Shine and Walter Horton back in the 70s. And from there went out to San Francisco, worked with Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, and moved to Austin back in 1978 and then out into the Hill Country and worked with his old friends Sleep at the Wheel for a while. Here he is from a disc called Future Blues that came out back in 2011. Johnny Nicholas here on KRVS with Hard Time Living.
I'm like a $50 bill waiting on a dime. Suffering fools, I'm about to lose my mind. It's a hard time to live in. Toxicity everywhere. Young men are dying and mothers keep crying. And too much poison in the air. I had a Gulf Coast dream without a mosquito net. I lost half my blood on a Lake Charles bet. It's a hard time to live in. Toxicity everywhere. Young men dying, mothers crying, and too much poison everywhere. I watched a bluebird slave on his family abode till a blackbird came along and messed up his happy home. It's a hard time to live in. Toxicity everywhere. Young men are dying, politicians keep lying, spread. The brakes don't pay no tax, while Uncle Sam's henchmen are breaking our backs. It's a hard time to live in. Toxicity everywhere. Young men are dying, politicians keep lying, it's spreading their poison everywhere. keep a knife in my boot and a song in my soul. Every chance I get, I let the good times roll. But it's a hard time to live in. Toxicity everywhere. Young men are dying, mothers are crying, and too much poison everywhere.
Angela Straley Band, Danny Freeman on guitar, Angela, of course, on vocals, from the disc Soul Shake. First came out back in like 1988 on Antone's Records label. Angela working out of Antone's during the decade of the 70s in Austin, Texas. And we heard just prior to Angela Straley, Johnny Nicholas, who was a transplanted Rhode Islander to the hill country of Texas. We heard Johnny Nicholas from his disc Future Blues doing a number called Hard Time Living. We're going to stay in Texas for a little bit longer. Music next from Mance Lipscomb from Navasota.
Sorry to your heart, best old friend, you know you got the part. Ain't you sorry? Sorry that you did me wrong. Now me and my good lad are falling out. Bet you don't know what it was about. She's sorry, sorry that you did me wrong. Now I'm gone good, need a flake. No, you don't throw your on the skate. Ain't you sorry, sorry to your heart. Well, I'm going up north, ain't going to sea. Got a good chance that's gonna pay my way. Ain't you sorry, sorry to your heart. Sorry, sorry to your heart, but the best old friend you know got the part. Ain't you sorry, sorry you did me wrong.
This is dedicated to the whole world, the women especially. The men can just listen and think about what I'm about to tell them. The women, this is dedicated to all women in the world. And it go like this. Bill of heaven. I'm getting tired of seeing these women walk around here and suffer and go on. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna build me a heaven, a small one. I'm gonna build me a heaven of my own. I'm gonna build me a heaven. I'm gonna build me a heaven of my own. You know, so all of these loving women's, oh man, I can give them a happy home. That's the reason I'm gonna build a heaven of my own. A man ain't allowed in there. Yeah, you know I ain't gonna call myself Jesus. Oh no, man, I ain't gonna play God. No, I ain't gonna call myself Jesus, or neither am I. Poor Lightning ain't gonna call himself God. When he walk up and says, I'm walking God, I'm gonna say, no, you can't come in now, you's barred. Cause I know it ain't but one God. He never been seen. Just heard his voice. I'm gonna tell you something God knows is true, one we never seen. I say he knows it's true. Why would I come and ask you, God, when I know just as much as you do? Why should I humble down on my knees to you when I know just as much as you do too? You know we both better pray, man. I think that'll be the best thing for us to do. I see the man with long bills. It sure did tickle me, and I walked up to speak to him and said, "Hello, my name is J.C. I didn't know what he was talking about, but he called himself Jesus Christ, and I turned around. I spoke these words back at him, and I spoke the same word twice. I said, "Now, if you're J.C., baby, will you please give Paul Lightning the key? I got an angel I want to enter your heaven. That angel keeps on following me. You know he began to whirl his chain round on his hand. He said, "You look like a pretty earnest man." He said, "Just show me the angel and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do." He said, "I'm going to turn my whole heaven, kingdom and all over to you." I said, "No, I can't do like you can do, but I can stand at the door and pass them angels through." He said, "No, this chain don't mean too much to a man, but likes to open the door and give every living creeper a helping hand." I said, "Now, Mr. J.C., will you please help for me?" He said, "My heaven is for women's only. Take a peep now and don't you see?"
The eschatological ramblings of Houston, Texas blues band Lightning Hopkins. Lightning originally from Centerville, Texas, and made Houston his home, lived in the Third Ward for a long, long time, and first started recording back in the 1940s, what was it, 1946 or so, for Aladdin Records. This is a much later recording. He was quite prolific over the decades. Before we heard Lightning Hopkins, we heard fellow Texas bluesman Mance Lipscomb. Lipscomb was from Navasota, Texas, and he was first recorded by Chris Strachwitz of Arhuli Records. Chris went to Navasota to find Mance Lipscomb and do a field recording of him. Lipscomb had recorded a version of Tom Moore's blues that Chris really wanted to record, and found that Lipscomb had a really, really interesting repertoire, more of a songster than just a straight blues man, which was really, I guess, to all of his listeners' benefits. Mance Lipscomb started recording in 60 and did so almost near his death in 1976. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to Kokomo Arnold. Kokomo Arnold, originally from Georgia, came to fame in Chicago. He moved there for his bootlegging business, and ended up doing some recording on the side. His most famous recordings were done in 1934, his version of Milk Cow Blues, and also his classic, the original Kokomo Blues. Here he is from the same year, 1934, Kokomo Arnold here on KRVS with a piece called Back to the Woods.
Pokemon. I go ahead and feel it now. Now get ready to pick it up down on Hollowwild. Woke up this morning, the clock was striking four. Woke up this morning, the clock was striking four. My baby told me, honey, pack your things and go. Pack up my suitcase and move back to the woods. Pack up my suitcase and move back to the woods. Find that angel that means me ain't good. Just as sure as the good Lord sets in the heaven above. Sure the good Lord sets in the heaven above. Life ain't no pleasure with the one you love. Ah, whoop it a while now, Mr. Cobra Moses. Ride it. Ah, play with it, boy. Oh, let's holler a little while. Going out on the river, sit flat on the ground. Going out on the river, sit flat on the ground. My heart strikes sorrow, the tears come rolling down. Now she little and she low, right down on the ground. Now she little and she low, right down on the ground. Reading I love her, she ain't no hand me down. I ain't gonna sing no more. I ain't gonna sing no more. My train is waiting, baby, and I got to go. I pick it, Mr. Coke. Go ahead, Mr. Coke. Ride it, Mr. Coke, and more. Yeah, man.
Back to the Woods, Kokomo Arnold from 1934, playing nice slide guitar at a relatively frenetic pace. He was a really good guitarist. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, do stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana Lafayette, and member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. And if you're not a member and enjoy what you hear, we hope you'll join the members and contribute. You can do so by going to our website, krvs.org. Hit the donate button and help us out, and we would be thankful. From the disc Wild Roots Sessions Volume 1, here is a number called Move Along Part 2 to take us on up near the top of the hour. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 a.m.
You don't need a Vincent Sue, ni un Pias to listen to the best in Louisiana French music. All you need to do is tune in to La Lou Jukebox with your host, me, Blake Miller, on Saturday evenings, 6 to 8, and or Sunday mornings, 7 to 9.
Hey, baby, que paso? Thought I was your only vato.
Check out what's happening on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms. Join me, Steve Craig, every Saturday at 4 p.m. Tejano, Conjunto, Chicano, and Southern Soul, Country, Swamp Poppy Mops.
Don't you know that I love you?
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.